There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You see the celebration yesterday after Quinton's touchdown, you know, talking about all the guys talking about everybody eats afterwards. It feels like the only guy that really hasn't been able to eat yet this year, touchdown wise at least, is Curtis. What's been the struggle for him to really kind of put his impact or his imprint on this in this passing game?
Yeah, and I think it's a combination of things. I think it's, you know, a lot of it is me naturally. I told Curtis after the game, like him just being out there yesterday, like him being out there and his presence and his speed. I know he was obviously hurting and obviously pushing through a lot of things, but for him to be out there just makes my life a lot easier because they got to respect that. And so it was one of those things like I knew he'd be on a pitch count. I knew it wasn't going to be, you know, anything like, wow, look at what Curtis is able to do today. But just him being out there, I think does, you know, there is a speed element. There is a big playability that teams have to worry about, especially with Coop being down. So I was proud of that. But yeah, no, I obviously, you know, it's can't get everybody touchdowns, but love to be able to get him more involved. Been saying it, got to continue to do it.
And then with Quinton specifically, you know, we were walking up to him in the locker room after the game and he had this like grin on his face, like a little boy, like just so excited about like the one target he gets this season. It goes for a touchdown. He was talking about the celebration afterwards. What's a guy like him mean to your offense?
I mean, Q, you know, it was a little joke after the game because, you know, it was all over about, you know, we decided to start a fan that was all over social media with this whole video of Josh talking to like Q and his mom. And so it was heartwarming. So we gave him a start and got him a touchdown. But Q's the man. Does all the dirty work on special teams. Doesn't get a lot of opportunities with Dalton and Dawson, tight ends that we have. But full trust, you know, when he is in there. And if something, God forbid, were to happen to either of those guys, of him being up and being able to execute and go out there, and that's why he's on this football team and doesn't complain, just comes to work, does what he has to do, and not necessarily opportunity that would have drawn up on paper, but, you know, he's ready for it. And that's what we have on this team. I talk about the character all the time, and I know you guys are probably tired of hearing it, but that guys like Q Morris is why we're able to have success, regardless of if they're showing up in the stat book.
And I know that social media is probably more in my department, but what video you're talking about? I didn't see it.
I wish I could tell exactly which one it was, but it was passed along to me of some video of I don't know, some I wish I can describe it. Something where Josh is talking to about a fan about getting a dog, and the fan happened to be Q Morris, you know, or someone thinking it was a fan. I don't know anything about it, but just proud to give a fan a touchdown and a start yesterday.
You've had success using six offensive linemen this year, whether it's with one tight end, two tight ends, or even yesterday, three tight ends. Just what do you like about having the six offensive linemen on the field when you use it, and what are some ways you think it helps you?
Yeah, I got to be careful about what I say with that, right? Because it is a big part of what we do. I'm fortunate for Alec Anderson and what he brings. You know, each week it's something that we look at and have to just be mindful of, hey, where's the benefit of it? How does it help us? What kind of defenses might we be seeing in all the personnel groupings if we go 11 personnel with a big, 12 personnel with a big? So things that we look at all the time, and we don't just do it just to do it. We hope that we do it because it puts us in the potential of a look that we want, or gives us an advantage. And everything we're trying to do is we're trying to get, you know, advantageous looks versus the defense. And fortunately, we have a guy like Alec, just like we had David last week, that kind of gives us those opportunities.
Well, then just to follow up, so regardless of the what the defense is doing, just I would think that just from a physicality standpoint, you want to be a physical offense, so it helps in that regard, right? And then, you know, with Josh Allen at quarterback, I would think, again, depending on the team and the situation, they'd have to think long and hard about whether they want to come out of nickel to defend Josh Allen in certain situations. What do you think about those two thoughts?
Yeah, I think you have to make a decision of, hey, do they have a big on the field and we want to load the box? Do we want to, you know, play with a split safety shell? Do we want to go small? Do we want to go big? And, you know, we know when we have a guy like Josh Allen that rarely are we going to get what we game plan for. And so you kind of have an idea of, you think what they've shown on tape, but, you know, there's not a lot of quarterbacks like Josh. And so you got to understand that when you're kind of getting out there and be able to make the adjustments. And fortunately, when you got a guy like Alec Anderson that can go in there and it might be a looks that, hey, you know, we thought we might be getting base defense this week, but we get it versus nickel, and him being able to adjust and be able to work with it. But, you know, it makes life a lot easier just having that extra. And it's another hit that can be taken off of a Dalton Kincaid, a Q Morris, a Dawson Knox, you know, and so all things that kind of take into consideration.
Hey, Joe, at the halfway point of the season, how do you reflect on how you guys have been able to win in multiple ways on offense?
I always stress to the guys, like, it doesn't matter how we win. We're just trying to find a way to get one more point. And it's going to be different. It can be different every game to game, whether we have to throw it, whether we have to run it a lot, whether we have to be a little more balanced, whether it comes down to just winning third downs. Every game is going to be different. And I think good teams find ways to win football games. And, you know, games like yesterday is just an example of that, that it doesn't have to be pretty, but good teams find ways to win that. And I'm just proud of the way the guys did it. And we have a lot of guys in the locker room that don't care about the end result, don't care about, you know, the style points of it. They just want to make sure that we're finding ways to get it done, and makes it a lot of joy to coach. And we got a long way to go, and we got to find ways to continue to progress and get better. But I'm fortunate to be where we are right now.
In yesterday's game against the Dolphins, they were making you guys kind of grind it out for every single inch with a lot of the underneath and short yardage type of plays that you were able to hit on. What impressed you about Josh Allen's patience and the offense's patience to just be able to stick with it and at the end of the day find yourselves getting another victory?
Yeah, I don't want to say it just shows to his growth, but just shows to his understanding of how, you know, you might go into a game plan and say, hey, look, this is how we think these guys are going to defend us. And, you know, then we get out there and, you know, you put together a drive and you're like, okay, this is how they're actually going to defend us. This is their style of play, and being able to make the adjustments, but seeing Josh not get greedy, feel like, hey, if you guys want to play this like this, cool, sounds good, I'll throw a check down and get 12 yards. You know, hey, good, another outlet, moving the ball. And eventually, you know, teams are either going to have to get out of that or they're going to continue to do that, and Josh will continue to take that. And so I'm proud of how he stuck to being patient with it and knowing that, hey, eventually, you know, I might have an opportunity to push the ball in the field. If not, we're going to continue moving the chains. And like I said, it doesn't have to be pretty. We all want the explosives. You know, I want them as well. But if they're going to stay, you know, get as deep as they were getting yesterday, and he finds ways to get the outlets, showing that we can be patient is part of what you're saying about finding ways, different ways to win football games. And that was a big step.
Hey, Joe. I know it's usually kind of early in the week at this point for opponent film, but since the Colts were Sunday Night Football last night, I was curious if you had watched that live and just if you had any takeaways on them.
I was able to watch the beginning, but you don't get a lot of sleep these days. And I know I'll be watching a lot on tape. Usually towards the end of the week, we'll go back through and watch them, you know, some game feels and whatnot. But no, if I can bank an extra hour, I'll bank an extra hour. And, but yeah, getting an opportunity to get on them. You know, I do know you wake up and you look at the stats and you see about them taking away the football, and, you know, the Vikings having to do a little bit of like what we talked about yesterday of having to find ways to move the ball down the field and protect the football. It's, you know, it's going to be a huge test for us for sure.
Hey, Joe, this is kind of a basics question, but I was curious, when you're planning for a game, like how much of the first plays do you like script out? Like how much do you know what you're going to call in advance, and how much does that kind of adjust whatever you're comfortable sharing? Like how does that adjust kind of as you see like what's in front of you, if that makes sense?
I make sure I script the ones that are going to work and the ones that don't. So we just kind of winged it. No, we go into every game with an idea. You know, the guys as well, the guys write, the guys meet on Fridays and they also shoot me a text on things that they want early. And so, that's why I'm never concerned with, obviously I want us to start fast, but I want the guys to know that I'm going to trust them in plays that they own and they want. And it's plays that I believe in as well. And so, it's something that every week we talk about it, we work on it. And, it's the biggest thing is us being able to either avoid the third downs or convert that first third down. And once we're going, we feel a little different, but, nothing different than some of the games where we are scoring on the first drive. So, I don't want our guys thinking like, hey, I've said this before where it's 0-2 and we're at the plate and we got to feel like, oh my God, if we don't score on this first drive, well, woe is me. Like, we're going to figure it out. I would love for us, you see the difference in the Seahawks game, just with the energy, you see the difference in Miami and Jacksonville and Jets. And, you know, we scored on, you know, almost half of our games on the first drive, but you do feel a different energy. And so I don't want our guys feeling like, oh my gosh, we have to, but it is difference when we go down there and we have an opportunity to give the defense the ball and we have the lead.
For sure. And then on a completely different note, on Keon having that drop early and then, you know, going back to him later, just from him, obviously I know he's dealing with the injury as well, but from him as a rookie, like having those moments and then bouncing back from those, like how have you kind of seen him deal with those? And like, what do you take away as a coordinator when he has moments like that drop early on and then feeling comfortable with obviously Josh feeling comfortable going back to him? Like, how do you view that?
Yeah. I mean, as soon as the drop went over, he went on the sideline. I told Adam to put him on the headset and I told him that like, I'm good. Like I don't want it to happen, but I can't affect the rest of the game. Like, I'm going to come back to you. You're going to have opportunities, making sure that it doesn't change your style of play. And like Keon's, he might be young, he might be rookie, but you know, he's mature and understands that, like, just, you go back to the Seahawks game, right? He ran a fade route and didn't win on the first one, and we come right back to him and he wins. And so, you know, he has the maturity of understanding that, hey, I'm not going to win every time, but I got to be able to get on to the next play. And so, and we have all the faith in him to be able to go up and make those plays. And you get an opportunity again, I expect him to go make that.
And then last one for me, this is a few injuries now with the wide receivers. Obviously, you said how Curtis was kind of dealing with that yesterday, not having Amari. How do you balance that, like, throughout the week, like, not knowing if you're going to have some of these guys or knowing some of them? Like, it's a lot of different guys in that receiver room dealing with injuries. How do you approach that throughout the week?
Yeah, we kind of go in and you tell everybody, everyone's got to be ready, right? You can find out you're going to be up on Friday. You can find you're going to be up on, you know, on Saturday. And it's kind of the reality of it. And it was part of when we installed the system that we didn't teach positions, we taught concepts. And it makes it a little tough, but at the end of the day, we're going to be able to get however many wideouts up on game day and expect them to have success. And us as coaches, it's our job to prepare everybody. And then, you know, come Friday or Saturday, we go back through and find out exactly who we have up and making sure that we have to move some guys around. We move them around, but it does make it a little tough, but this is part of our profession. And it's theirs as well to be able to be ready to go. The guys that, even if they're inactive or find out that they can't play, that they're preparing as if, you know, they're going to be ready to. And so it's just part of all of us just kind of just doing our job.
I like Delana's question, so I'm going to follow up on them. With Keon putting him on the headset, how often do you do that with a guy during a game when you want to, you know, like talk directly to someone or give a little more feedback within the course of a game?
I wouldn't say often. I mean, sometimes it's, you know, I definitely try to get on with the QB sometimes. And sometimes if I feel like a guy's, you know, he might've made a really good play and, you know, something that we might've been harping on and in practice and proud of how he kind of did it. Our coach is doing an incredible job down there that a lot of times it's just the communication where I can just talk it. But I think it's important sometimes for guys to just hear my voice and let them know that, you know, I am a little crazy and I'm a little psycho on game day. But I want them to know that, you know, they're going to make mistakes and it's not going to change my confidence in them. And I don't want it to change their confidence. And sometimes whether he needed to hear my voice or not, I thought it was important for him to know, you know, because I know he's going to be hard on himself because he had an opportunity to walk in on a touchdown and he didn't get it done. And, you know, but, you know, there's a reason he's our go-to guy. And in that situation again, I want him to know I'm going to come right back to him.
And then when it comes to getting guys input, especially for like getting ready for the beginnings of games, if it's scripting plays, how do you balance if you get like a ton of input and guys have slightly different things that they want or different plays that they like, if you're just getting a whole lot of feedback, what's it like for you compiling it all?
I mean, it's great. You want the voice, you want the communication. That means that they're putting in the work, they're putting in the time. It's important to them. It's the ownership. When guys are like, hey, I'm going to make this play work, I'm going to run it. And if it doesn't work, I'm not sitting there saying, hey guys, you guys told me it was going to work. Now we're all in this together. There's a reason that play was on the call sheet. But I want them to also know that I have the confidence in them that if they want something, they're going to make it work. And, there's time and time it shows up across the season. You see, there's times I'm talking to Josh on the headset, talking about, hey, we think in this play or this play. And, if he wants that play, I'm going to call it because he's going to find a way to get it done. So I want our guys to know that I trust them. And so it's important when they get together on Fridays or, when they do get together. And obviously we're coaching it throughout the week. Our input is like, hey, we like how this play looks. I'd love to get this up early, but I want the guys to know when, if there's things that they want early and they want to be able to approach this block a certain way, they'd like this touch or like this pass early, that I'm going to call it. And I don't care about the results, but it's them knowing that I have the confidence in them and the trust in them with it.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com